USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he thinks his longtime friend Roger Stone is being treated unfairly, but he didn't grant him a pardon. He only hinted that it might happen after today's wave of clemencies. Now, the sentencing will proceed with Roger Stone on Thursday, to which Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells Fox News.
Well, I understand that Mr. Stone's lawyers have raised an issue about the impartiality of at least one juror. And my response to that is that, well, that's why God made appellate judges. You raise those issues on appeal.
Another 2 inches of rain is expected to fall on soggy Jackson, Mississippi. A flash flood warning is in place until tomorrow morning. The Pearl River in the state's capital crested just below 37 feet. City officials said they don't know the extent of the damage, but fear at least 1,000 homes are flooded. This is USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
White House spokesman Hogan Gidley is dismissing claims of censorship by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. The pushback comes day after Bolton accused the White House of trying to censor his forthcoming book about his time in the administration. A latecomer to the Democratic field of White House candidates has surged in recent polls. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After days of attacks by other Democratic candidates who've accused him of trying to buy the presidential nomination, Michael Bloomberg's huge ad spending seems to be working. A national poll from PBS and Marist College shows him in second place. Bernie Sanders with 31%, Bloomberg with 19%, Joe Biden third at 15%. At a Monday night rally, Sanders said of Bloomberg,
"You are certainly not going to win when you have a record in New York City that included racist policies like stop and frisk."
Bloomberg's now qualified for Wednesday night's debate in Las Vegas.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is on his way to Los Angeles, where he'll take part in a briefing regarding the 2028 Olympics. Before boarding Air Force One, the president did talk about Democratic Senator from Connecticut, Chris Murphy, and other Democratic senators meeting with Iranian top officials.
I saw that there's a Senator Murphy met with the Iranians. Is that a fact? I just saw that on the way over. Is there anything that I should know? Because that sounds like, to me, a violation of the Logan Act. What happened with that? Did you read about Senator, or hear about Senator Murphy met with the Iranians? Well, they ought to find out about it. If it's true, I don't know. It just came out as I was leaving the car.
The president was also asked about some of the leakers at the White House.
What other thing? Is there a search underway for Anonymous? Remember Anonymous?
Yeah, there is. It's not so much a search. I know who it is. Can't tell you that.
Why not?
But I know. But we won't. We won't get into it. People know it's. People know it's a fraud. I know who it is, and I know who some of the leakers are. But some of the leakers don't exist. It's made up by the press. So you know, they say 9 people have said, or 2 people have said, and those people don't exist. When I want to get something out to the press, I tell certain people, and it's amazing. It gets out there. But so far, I'm leaving it that way.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.